Now, we've had a result of some sorts in the fight for a public memorial for the late Tommy Raudonikis after the ARL chairman Peter Volandi stepped in to make it happen. And the league deserves all the credit for this, not the New South Wales government. There will be a public memorial at the Sydney Cricket Ground on a date to be confirmed, but this is all subject to Tommy's partner Trish agreeing to the celebration of his life, and that's something being worked through at the moment by the NRL. Thankfully, Mr. Volandis understands the respect for one of the game's most lovable and colourful characters, unlike those who sponge off the public purse on Macquarie Street, who have proven yet again they don't listen to the public. Now, I received a mountain of correspondence from listeners yesterday when I was thumping the desk about the need for the government to honour Tommy Terrific with a public memorial after the Department of Premier and Cabinet refused him a state funeral. Now, I want to make it very clear, this is not a Mark Levy agenda. This is not Mark Levy sitting here pushing Mark Levy's agenda. I am taking on the fight on behalf of you, the listeners, to the Ray Hadley Morning Show, given the response we've had since you first saw this story. The Queensland Government celebrated the life of Arthur Beetson with a public memorial, and I am still stunned that 6 days after the passing of Tommy Raudonikis, it took this show and the ARL chairman to kick up a stink to make it happen. I pleaded with the Sports Minister Geoff Lee to get off his backside and do something, but he was too busy spruiking a renowned photography exhibition on the art of ageing. Talk about someone who's out of touch with the electorate. I also made the point that the New South Wales government continues to bang on about the importance of Western Sydney, and these ministers are more than happy to pose for photos in their hard hats and high-vis vests when they're unveiling a project in Rugby League Heartland, but they won't honour a man who became a cult hero in the days of the Fibros versus the Silvertails. If the Berejiklian government is so invested in the people of Western Sydney, why aren't they listening to them on this? As one of my listeners said in an email overnight, Mark, it's typical of the political elite Silvertails in our parliaments who lost touch with ordinary Australians a long time ago. These politicians would be wishing they had the same standing in the community, especially Western Sydney. Instead, they sit in their ivory tower on Macquarie Street. Now, I want to make this point as well. The Premier doesn't suffer fools, which begs the question why Geoff Lee is still in Cabinet, let alone the Minister for Sport. Let's not forget he was short odds for the high jump when the last reshuffle was touted, but Gladys Berejiklian put that on ice. I'm told the doctor has a bit of a messiah complex among his staff, who are obviously drinking the Kool-Aid, which is probably not that uncommon in political offices. It doesn't help either that one of Dr. Lee's most senior advisers is a failed political candidate himself. You'll remember I went in search of some answers from Minister Lee, and it took this office, his office, 12 hours. Yep, 12 hours to come back to me and the Ray Hadley Morning Show with a response to the listeners who are demanding answers. Well, I got this at 7 o'clock last night. 7 o'clock. Following a request from the NRL, Venues New South Wales is happy to waive the venue hire fee for the game's memorial for Tommy Raudonikis. That's a statement from the Minister's office. Following a request from the NRL, Venues New South Wales is happy to waive the venue hire fee for the game's memorial for Tommy Raudonikis. Seriously? That's the best they can do at the New South Wales government. They say, yep, you can have a public memorial and we'll waive the hire fee for the venue. The disrespect continues. I suppose there's one good thing to come out of it, though. At least the minister spelt Tommy's name right after Googling him and asking his staff if they've ever heard of this Raudonikis fellow. I'll give you a tip, Dr. Lee. Venues New South Wales couldn't understand the delay. They already had a plan in action, and it's no secret in government and sporting circles that you, Dr. Lee, are out of your depth. Agencies and stakeholders bypass you to get things done or to ask for advice. Tommy Raudonikis' story should resonate strongly with the Premier. He's a migrant who worked his guts out, played for his state and country, and became a cultural superpower amongst rugby league fans. She might not be the world's biggest NRL supporter, but Tommy represented so much more than that. So on the day of the memorial at the SCG, let the rugby league community come together. The former players, the friends, the rugby league administrators, but above all else, you the fans. And to the Sports Minister Geoff Lee, it might be worth putting something else in your diary that day. Maybe a coffee date with the Arts Minister Don Harwin at the Parramatta Powerhouse, or even better, why don't you head down to Willowgrove? After all, it's not going to be there much longer once you knock it down.